What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. In Texas. Hey, girl, hey, welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. Joining me today is Andrew Collin. Hey, boy, hey.
Dude, every time I'm on, your introduction gets like sadder and sadder for me. Like, you're like, this, I know, he's again.
Not true. It's again. I'm laughing just because we haven't even started and you're already making me laugh. That's just how it goes.
Dude, can I say one thing?
That I look like Natalie Portman today?
Did you really think when you were getting dressed that you were going to trick me?
I did.
Did you really think that you were going to come on?
I did.
And I'd go, you know what? Now I do see it. You know what, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, you fucker. I did. I put my hair back and I lost like 3 pounds since the last time I saw you.
Yeah, just 40 more to go.
She really is like 93 pounds, isn't she?
Yeah, I'm not just calling you overweight. I'm calling her under.
Oh, you are, but you're just calling my dad fat and my mom and now me. I know.
You,
I know what you're doing, Andrew.
You called your dad fat.
You called my dad fat.
Don't hate the messenger. You pointed out a photo and you go, look, my dad needs to put down the lasagna. And I go, Taylor, that's not nice.
I did not. I said a story where he called himself fat. Andrew, you're a monster. You're ruining my family.
Like, you haven't done that.
Oh, I totally did that like so many years ago.
And I don't mean to fat shame right off the bat. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, that's who you are, Andrew. Just show everybody who the real Andrew Collin is.
I'm just mad at myself.
For also being fat?
You know, I've lost, you know, I can't, I've worked out every day for 38 days in a row and I see no change.
Listen, I was just joking. You look very svelte. You look very LA, and that is sadly a compliment.
I guess it is. I don't know. I'm watching a lot of Walking Dead and I watch these characters and I take on their persona. Like, you took on Natalie Portman by putting your hair back.
In a bun. And I wore pink because that's what ballerinas wear. No?
It's called Black Swan.
Exactly. Well, I also put on pink, Andrew, because it's the month of love.
Is it? Oh,
happy
February.
Valentine's Day.
Do you have something planned? Do you plan it? What's going on?
Yeah, that's a good question for lesbians. Was that a lesbian specific question, Andrew?
Yes. I don't mean the lesbian shame. What if I just do that this whole podcast? I don't mean
to lesbian shame.
Every shame. Just do all the shames.
Yeah, you know, it is tricky V-Day, you know, for the lesbos, because it's like, who's the man one? You know what I mean? And just for the record, I want to give credit where credit's due. Do you know Emma Willman, Andrew?
Of course.
Like you would.
Very funny.
Yes.
Love Emma. So Emma, she coined the man one. So let's give credit where credit's due. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble for the man one. Let Emma get in trouble for the man one. But she was saying that in a lesbian relationship, there's always like, it's like a masculine and a feminine energy, right? But the crazy thing is that like, I'm kind of the man one, like when it comes to stuff like this, but like Tay gets to be like the androgynous one, but then like, I have to do all the like the fucking bullshit husband shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I feel you. Like call
plan
one
Valentine's
restaurant.
Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a racket, bro.
So what's your idea? Do you have thoughts?
So we were going to go to my favorite restaurant, which is also, this is a
for
fun
her.
Fact. Yeah, my favorite restaurant for Valentine's Day.
I know, for her.
For her, yeah. And also, this is a bonus for her. That really showcases my love. It happens to be my ex-in-laws, the Wasbins, favorite restaurant on the face of the planet. It's in their territory. It's in New Jersey. So every time we go, we just hold our breaths. Why did we say that? Every time we go in, we hold our breath. Because we're like, is today the day we run into the Wasbins? But that's how much I like the fucking restaurant. So
for Valentine's, you're taking mm-hmm. your current wife to your ex-husband's favorite restaurant. And you think
Correct.
You're doing a good thing.
I'm doing a great job, sweetie.
Food,
I'm doing,
how good is the food?
They got lobster tails from the gods.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's worth it.
She loves a broiled lobster tail. You know, surprisingly, not a lot of places in Manhattan have lobster tails.
You know, I think if you got remarried to a man,
yeah,
and that was your thought, suggestion, uh-huh. a guy mm-hmm. would be, his ego couldn't handle it.
Well, that is the bonus of being with a lady, is yeah. that there really isn't that toxic male energy mm-hmm. to ruin all the fun.
Yeah,
like, for example,
sure.
I couldn't have reset my engagement ring that Wasman gave me if I was with a man. No way. He would have insisted on buying a shittier diamond, and I would have been livid because he would be so poor, Andrew.
That's true. And you I feel like you got with a woman so you can do exactly what you did that you enjoyed with your husband over again. And you can be lazy enough to just keep living what makes you feel comfortable instead
Literally.
Of starting something new with a man. It's very romantic.
I loved my life with Wasman. We had the greatest life ever. It just, we didn't. The life was great. We just, it didn't make sense. So I just, you know, but he really, chef's kiss to the blueprint of the life that he, great restaurants, great vacations, great hotels.
Just a man.
You know?
He's just a man though. That's the problem.
He was just, he had a peen and you know.
Yeah. And an is.
And I couldn't. So yeah, so that's our plan for Valentine's Day, but I don't think we're going to get to do it because we're going on a trip, but I want to talk about that in a second, okay? First, I want to talk about your Valentine's Day plan, okay? I'm in the hot seat, you're in the hot seat.
All right,
I'll
get in the hot seat. I'm fired up.
Go.
So my ex-girlfriend from 3 ago loved... She loved this French restaurant. Oh, did she love it? We had so many great memories there. I remember, you know, I fingered her in the bathroom. She went down on me, you know, behind.
At the table?
In the kitchen. The chef was very nice. Very nice chef. And that's where I think I'm going to take my lovely fiance. I think she'll love that. No, I actually have a show. Comedy show at the
Working
Hollywood
Improv. Working on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
At 9:30. So I'm going to take her to a nice dinner where I've neither one of us have ever been. So it's a new thing.
It's a gamble.
We can enjoy it together.
It's going to be a disaster. Stick with what you know.
I haven't picked the restaurant
say.
Yet. I don't.
You're fucked. You haven't picked the restaurant yet. You're going nowhere. You're going to fucking Bojangles. Is that a restaurant?
Honestly, Bojangles. That was 5 girlfriends ago. Love Bojangles. No, I would like to do Valentine's within a budget this year. That's never romantic, though. There's nothing less romantic than going, I want to take you to the finest restaurant with the most amazing ambiance ever that has a 2-for-1.
You know, picnics are a great way of distracting. It's like a distraction. you know, from the bill, because it takes like effort to plan a picnic. And but like you can wholesale buy this. Everything yourself. You don't do picnics. Oh,
I
wait,
have a thing on
you...
this. When I was poor, still mm-hmm. am, my older rich brother told me yes. when I lived in New York that I should get a bottle of wine mm-hmm. and like a thing of bread and bring a uh-huh. girl on a picnic. And when you're yes. rich, that's romantic. When you're
exactly.
poor, it's just showing your poverty. It's not romantic if there's not an ability to go indoors. You know what I mean? Like all you're doing is just, they go, oh,
highlighting.
All we're doing is the picnic every time. Yeah. With the same bottle of wine where you said I could take two sips.
It's what the French do. Just say that. Girls fucking go crazy for it's what the French do.
Not when you're a Jewish guy with a lisp who can't speak any French. It doesn't work. That's where it ends. Oh, je m'appelle Andu. Je suis de Florida. Comment t'appelles-tu? Ah, ooh. And then she goes, where do you live? I go, Bushwick, Brooklyn, with three other roommates.
I
can't afford electricity. And she's like, oh my God, you're so French. It's so hot.
Was that real French you just spoke to me?
Yeah, it was actually. That's all
it
I
worked.
Know though.
My vagina turned on.
Hey man.
And it only turns on usually when I go to restaurants that my husband used to take me to. So that's crazy.
So maybe the French thing, maybe I need to lean into this. Maybe I should do the French for Dummies. You're not, share videos down on the screen. I could hear you, which I don't mind. Now you look like Natalie Portman. Oh.
Fuck off.
Yeah, she's back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Thrive Market. Thrive Market, honey, is helping me stay on track in the new year. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. The amount of time I used to spend like schlepping out of my house, oh, in the cold, I live in New York, it's cold in the East Coast this time of year. And now Thrive Market, it's a one-stop shop. Thank you, Thrive Market. I also love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just a few clicks. And as a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% every time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. So like, for example, Rao's, right? I friggin' love Rao's, but it can be expensive. At Thrive Market, you get such a deal. The last time I got it, I saved 33%. Oh, also, my wife is obsessed with Thrive's dried mango. She's like, oh my God, you get like 5 times the amount of usual packages for like a fraction of the cost. The deals are unbeatable and the products are so good. This is amazing. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join and they give. So what are you waiting for? Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor, thrivemarket.com/tasteoftaylor. And now back to the podcast. While we're on the topic of Natalie Portman, can we tell everybody how mad your fiance was at you for picking Natalie Portman as your doppelganger. I'm not doppelganger. Picking Natalie Portman as your hall pass.
Well, how you
so mad? So mad that you had to call me and I got to talk to Brenna finally, which was like the greatest gift in the world.
First of all, you edited it like I had Natalie Portman ready to go for the last 9 years. That's how quick it came off in the edit. When we did it live, it was more like, I don't know, Natalie Portman. But when you did it, when you showed him, you go, who's your hall pass? Oh, Natalie Portman.
No, you went like this. I said, who's your hall pass? And then you're right. You know what? I'm so sorry, because Tay edited it. She just edits it together to make it fucking efficient. You know?
It should be that way. I'm not mad at Tay. First of all.
But yeah, you did go like this though, Andrew, in your defense. You went, Natalie Portman.
Yeah. And that was after overthinking it and not answering. But how
exactly.
Yeah. But so, yeah.
Why was your lovely fiance perturbed by that hall pass?
Well, she doesn't want any. I tell her, she thinks any woman that talks to me is a fucking skank. This is a word correct. Being thrown out a lot these days. Oh, really? You checked into the gym with that fucking skank? Because we walked into the gym the other day and the girl's like, oh, you're here for the 9:30 class, friend? She called me friend and friend. Brenna was there and Brenna's like, that fucking skank. I was like, she's like, you're done being nice to people. You're done.
That have vaginas. What about men? Is she threatened by men?
Some of the men in LA are pretty sexy.
That's very fair. That's totally true.
Yeah.
But Brenna loves me because I'm Leslie. Like, I'm safe if they come.
Safe as they come. Oh, it was funny. The other day we were at the gym and she was in a Pilates class. There's like two different like areas, two different rooms. And she's in like this like calm Pilates class. I got done with like a boxing class. She looks through the door and she sees me. And then she sees a woman and she's called her more age appropriate for me because Brenna is 16 years younger than me. I know. I'm an ageist. I'm in reverse. And then she fucking ran out of the Pilates room to catch me and call her a fucking skank.
No! Brenna, I love this energy.
It wasn't me.
I love it.
It wasn't me, though.
I'm such a crazy jealous bitch. I fucking love this.
But it wasn't me. I was talking to a dude around the corner. It wasn't
me. No. Yeah. It wasn't you.
It wasn't me, dude.
So how did that interaction go?
She ended up like going, you fucking sk-. You know, she didn't. She saw it. She came out with that energy. And then she was like. And then she pretended to go get water. Yeah, it was hilarious. I know. She's amazing.
So who's more jealous, you or her? Or are you equal jealous?
I get jealous if I know she's hanging out with like fuck boys, even if she's with her girlfriends. And it's like through the girlfriend that the fuck boy's there.
Got it.
I just don't trust men that, you know.
Same. I became a lesbian. I trust them so little.
Yeah. I don't. It's not. I trust her 1,000%. I just, these fucking fuck boys that, you know, have nicer cars than me. I can't handle it.
I always say to Tay, like, cause she gets mad when I get jealous. Cause she's like, trust is my number one thing. Like, if you don't trust me, what are we doing? And I'm like, I trust you. I don't trust all these other skanks out here though. And everybody's a skank. And you know what, Andrew? We're living in dangerous times for lesbies because all these straighties out here want to dabble in the lesbian pond, you know? Like, they would just flavor like a novelty for like a fucking story. They'd hook up with my wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you have...
got to keep my eyes on everybody. I don't trust lesbies at all. I don't even get me started on bisexual women. And then straighties can't trust them either.
So what do you do? So take me through it of how you show your jealousy. Do you straight up say it? Are you passive aggressive? Do you look at her location? I followed a location.
That's just being that's being concerned about safety. That's not like jealousy or stalkery.
Especially when you show up in a trench coat wearing a mustache. What else?
Yeah. What's wrong with that? They're like, what is Natalie Portman with a mustache doing here?
That is so weird. She must be method. She must be trying out for a new role. Dude, I looked at the location, you know. From, and it's, you follow it. And is that bad? I don't know. It's probably
bad. Again, I'm just making sure that she gets from point A to point B safely. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah, but at one point, am I invading her space and her territory?
No such thing. And also, FYI, so we have security cameras all over our apartment. I dare you. I dare you to try to rob us. Actually, please don't. Like, I can't afford to replace all the things my husband bought me that are in the apartment. But
you watch her on camera?
No, bitch. She watches me on camera. She's probably watching me right now. And also, least we forget, she edits all my podcasts. I can't say every word that comes out of my mouth. It's her job, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's the real psycho, not me.
So yeah, maybe she's the jealous one. She doesn't trust you because she knows everything. So then she can trust you.
And
you
I
don't
love
know
it.
Everything. What is she doing while you're recording?
I don't know. She allegedly got her hair done today.
Oh yeah, right.
Sucking labes in the alleyway.
Probably labing up that mouth. Slurping up. You still, you're like, what? It's weird. No, like, you got split ends still.
And your roots are still showing.
And your mouth smells like a goddamn sewer puss. Skank. Fucking skank. Dude, fucking skank. Skank is my new favorite word, by the way.
It's the fucking best word ever. You can take all the words away, but you can't take away skank. Dude, I remember.
There's some words where you like forget that they exist and then they come back.
I know.
And it's such a simple, perfect word. What were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
So when I worked at Sirius, have I mentioned that to you? Did I mention to anybody that I used to work at Sirius?
Oh
no?
Oh, my God. Really?
It's like a drinking game at this point. So
you've killed a lot of people.
Lots of alcohol poisoning.
A lot of cirrhosis from you talking about Sirius.
People bumping their stomachs. So when I worked at Sirius, I remember... First of all, this is insane because I was talking about some story and I was like, that girl's a skank. Anyway, my boss at the time who like she honestly, this boss, she was bossing because she wanted my job. Do you know what I mean? Have you ever had a boss like that? That like they're just like up your butt because like they want what you got. They're just jealous. But in this case, it was real. Usually my mom tells me everybody's jealous of me, which obviously cannot be the point. But like this woman was definitely jealous. Anyway. I asked for a raise one time and she said, how'd she say it? I asked for a raise and she said, if you get a raise, I need a raise. I said, that's not how this goes.
Oh, she re-raised you through a raise of her own?
Yes. And then she said, I want to take this time off for vacation. And she said, how'd she say? Oh, she said, you can't take vacation like that. I said, what do you mean? I can't legally take my vacation. She said, you get the fame, I get the days. I said, are you sure you're happy you picked the job of manager? Like, do you want to also be on air?
Who is Crazy. This woman? Brilliant negotiator.
Brilliant.
You want a vacation? Like a charm. I need a vacation. You want get braces? Raise. I need braces.
Yeah, she still has braces to this day.
Yeah.
Well, serves her right.
It does.
So... I said skank on the air and she called me up to her office. She's like, you said skank on the air. And I'm like, and I say, fuck on the air. It's satellite radio. And she was like, what would your mom think of that? And I was like, my mom and I literally call each other skanks. I don't even know what you're talking about. And then also, I totally forgot until this moment, Cosmo Magazine had a fucking like a YouTube TV show. And the name of it was Sexy versus Skanky. It was like a part of their brand. Anyway, I digress. Skank is a great word and no one can take it away.
There's something about a boss when they have the power trip and you need the job and you just want to murder them.
I know.
And you're not allowed. And I really think that you should be allowed to murder two or three bosses in your life. And I'm not talking about like, ha, ha, ha. I'm talking about murder, you know, because that woman is terrible. That is a horrible person who has a power trip. They don't pay you enough to deal with that
power trip.
You should
trip.
Want everyone to win.
Are you? Do you know the things I've had to do?
Do you think you could murder someone?
No, I'm such a pussy. I can't even confront somebody with my words.
What about like the apocalypse? Like, you know, and you got to get, you know, a thing of beans for your girl.
No, I'm dead. I'm dead meat on the ground.
Wow.
I also have no, like, you know, people say it's like flight or
Fight or flight.
People forget that freeze is also an option.
Well, that's...
And I historically go frozen.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Made in Form. Girly, get a taste of them. A hot new collection of craveable intimates from Made in Form, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since the very first bras, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. So M is a collection from Made in Form, a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. They've got these gorgeous on-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in spectacular colors. And they are so comfortable. I'm telling you, you have to feel it to believe it. Yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. Great style that will not break the bank. And the best part, M can be worn as innerwear or outerwear. I'm telling you, you can style it to your taste. You can create looks that serve, honey, for all or none to see. It can just be for you. It can be for your potential partner, or just show the world because they are that cute you want to show them off. So I am completely in love with the Made in Form M Rib Seamless Bra Me. Yeah, bra. It's like a bra and a cami in one. She is cropped, so you can like literally wear it as a crop top. I also love it because I have a lot of really cute crop t-shirts I've been buying, and it's hard to find something that will actually like fit underneath them. And this Bra Me fits perfectly. The fabric is, I mean, like buttery, amazing, but it's also this like four-way stretch fabric, so it actually moves when you do, and it's so comfortable. It's so soft. And the best part too is it doesn't show under clothes. So when you want it to be under your clothes, you can't see it. But when you want to show her off, she is sexy. She's got like a nice deep V, which I love because I want to show off the girls. Also, the support is fab, which is incredible because it's wireless. Like, why mess with a wire if you don't need to? I cannot stand a wire. It also has adjustable straps so you can customize the fit. And it's a versatile cropped cami pullover style, so it works as a base layer. Like I said, it's great under clothes, or as a gorgeously stunning, sexy outer layer. And I also love the deep V too because I love to wear a button-down shirt, but like I love to show off the décolletage. I want to go as low as possible. And this cami goes low enough that like I can wear like a button-down and button it pretty low. So it almost has that like no bra look to it. You know what I mean? Whether you wear it inside or outside, honey, you're going to love it no matter what. I love versatility. And M, she is that. Visit maidenform.com and use code Taylor20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com. Use code TAYLOR20 for 20% off your first order. Again, that's maidenform.com and use code Taylor20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. And now back to the podcast.
The other day we were walking into 7-Eleven and there was this like real creepy dude. And he like somehow like came at me and Brenna. We were both walking in at the same time. And so instead of, I didn't want him to touch him because he was so creepy. Because that's what happened in LA.
Why was he creepy? How was he creepy? Describe
just a dirty,
creepy.
Just a dirty man. Just a dirty, dirty man. And so I opened, instead of opening the door for Brenna, I went in and he got in between us.
Oh.
So I left her to the guy. And then
is she pissed?
I tried to buy her like a few more taquitos to help out, but there's something about just leaving your significant other behind to deal with that it's hard to recover. It was not. I go, oh, I thought you were right behind me. I think I knew.
You do.
I think I got scared.
You got scared and you used her as actual human bait to save yourself.
Yeah.
Good
Looking
to know,
back,
girl.
I might have done it again, but I would hope not.
By the way, thanks for not saying happy birthday to me.
First of all, when's my birthday? How about we start there? When's my birthday? Go ahead. What month is my birthday in? How about we start there?
August.
No.
October?
I mean, I think people will
It's giving. You are giving. What is the wimpiest of all the signs?
Going, walking into a 7-Eleven, leaving your girlfriend to get murdered.
May.
Month. April.
Close. Oh, of fine. Course it's April. What a little bitch month.
It really is a little bitch. A little bitch ass April boy. Aries.
You're all Easter bunny and shit.
Well, I'm Jewish, so. Did you even know that? By the way, happy birthday.
I did know that.
Happy birthday.
I did know that.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm turning 36.
When is it?
February 22nd. Honestly, this might even be airing today on my actual birthday. Can you even?
Who the fuck has the audacity to get mad at someone for not saying happy birthday 2 weeks before their birthday?
Nay.
That is an insane move.
I believe you get the whole month for your birthday.
You're a birthday month person.
I'm a birthday month person. Fight me.
How can you be so cool and so annoying at the same time? How are you the same person? You don't want to be a birthday month person. You don't want to be a birthday person.
I know, but I didn't mean to, but I got here. Okay,
is that
I lied.
What was been like?
That, oh, yeah.
It was been like you have been a birthday month and then you bring it to your new thing.
No, I was always so cool about my birthday. I didn't give a fuck about my birthday. Okay. And then I lied. I'm turning 41.
Are you?
Oh my God, are you surprised because I look so young?
No, I thought you were older.
Well, unfortunately, this is the last time we'll ever be podcasting together, sadly.
We went out on a bang.
Let's go out on a bang.
Look, we're both dying of old age anyways.
Literally. Yeah, I'm 41 this February. Isn't that disgusting?
Does that feel worse or better than turning 40?
I think it feels worse.
Oh.
Because now you're really in it.
Yeah, you're deep into 40s now. Yeah.
But it started on my 30th birthday. I'm that much closer to 50.
So you're turning 41. Do you feel older? Or do you, because you
feel
look
younger
than ever. Yeah.
Thank you. I feel younger. So you know what I did? This is what I did, Andrew. My 39th birthday was like a magic birthday. It was 2/22/22. Okay. Everybody said, you have to celebrate this birthday. So this is what started me off on being like a psycho about my birthday. I've never been before my 39th birthday. And then I let the fucking birthday bitch out of the fucking crate. Okay. Then last year was my actual 40th. Okay. And I look like goddamn shit. But it was my 40th. So everybody treated me like a star. My wife got me a hot tub, an inflatable one, but still it counts. She got me a fur jacket, which is great because I hate animals. So it was an amazing birthday.
Yeah, she covered all the hot and cold. Okay.
Now,
can I say something real quick? So you had something very special, a 2/22/22.
Yeah.
Only happens once. And you took this thing that only happens once, and now you want to try to recreate it for the rest of your life through a false story, kind of, through a narrative that you're kind of trying to recreate over
and
over again.
What's so wrong with that? That's the whole point of birthdays, Andrew.
I just wanted to figure out what was happening in your mind. So, okay, so you get a fake hot tub and a fake fur coat.
Yep. Yep. Real.
So the fur coat's real, the hot tub's fake.
Not me. Like, I should be leaning into the fake fur coat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's totally fake.
Yeah. You should be lying about the coat and telling the truth about the hot tub.
I should be lying about both.
Is the hot tub even fake?
It's inflatable. What do you think?
Time out. How do you have an inflatable? Does it have jets?
Yeah, it has jets. It has a heater. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, so it's like an inflatable. It's not like kid's pool, a kiddie pool.
No. Oh. What am I taking my wife on a picnic for Valentine's Day?
You know, I used to have sex with jets. That was my thing.
I have never believed anything more in my life, Andrew. Tell me how.
When I was a baby boy.
Little boy.
When I was a young
boy.
When I was a baby 16-year-old boy.
No. It's giving Saltburn. It really is.
Yeah, it really is giving Saltburn.
What would you do, baby boy?
So I would My parents had a inflatable hot tub, a real one. I don't know how well you would go. like a very good hot tub. Okay.
Right. Wait, like a real hot tub.
Indoors, not just a hot, like the bathtub.
Like a bathtub, Andrew. It's a jacuzzi.
Okay. We had a jacuzzi. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by eHarmony. Finding someone who gets you is hard, right? Well, you're not alone. That's because we're human and there's a lot of different people out there, which is why eHarmony's personality-based dating app helps you find someone you can be your whole self with, someone you can be fully comfortable with. I have been guilty of changing who I am. I had a boyfriend in college. Oh, God, my first boyfriend in high school. I literally wore hemp maxi skirts for, okay? He liked to listen to the String Cheese Incident, which I still to this day couldn't tell you one of their songs, but I pretended to just so that he would like me. And I can't blame that boyfriend. I have myself to blame, but a lot of times we kind of like change who we are to fit the mold of what we think somebody wants us to be. But honey, it ain't right. You need to be exactly who you are and find somebody who loves you for you. And are you listening to this podcast? Hello, my wife is doing this podcast with me. She clearly accepts me for me. We are obsessed with each other and we are obsessed with exactly who each other is. Like my favorite things about her are the weird things. And honestly, I think that that's the real secret to a long-lasting relationship. Real love. That's real love, baby. And that's what true connection and compatibility are all about. Being seen, being heard, and being understood. And that's why more people are turning to eHarmony. When you match based on personality, you're already one step ahead when it comes to getting to know one another. So try eHarmony and get started today for free. eHarmony, get who gets you. And now back to the podcast.
So there was a reason to kind of, if it was a hot tub by the pool, I couldn't get in there every night. But because it was a bathtub within the house, it was more kind of accepted for me to go in there all the time.
It was in their bathroom though, right?
It was in their bathroom. But I was young. I was like seven
Sick.
Or eight.
And seven or eight?
And I stumbled, my little Jewish penis got on there. And somehow it like, you know, grazed the jet. And I was hooked. I mean, it was like, I can't even explain to you how addicted I was to having sex with this hot tub.
Wait. I feel like this conversation is A, illegal.
Why?
Okay. Because you were seven.
Oh.
Because you were seven. Because
it was a real hot tub?
But I know, but I'm asking an adult male, so yeah. It's okay. I want to just be clear. Let me be clear. I'm not asking because I'm curious about a child having sex. I'm asking yes. As an adult man.
As a child. Okay? Yes.
Would you stick your penis in the jet?
Very good question.
Oh, my God. Because your penis would have to be very little.
First of all, the jets were big. We had very big jets. My dad was a very established physician who had big, wide jets for wide Jewish 4-year-old penises. And I say that as an adult man who was talking about his past. I say that, and let me clarify. That's a good question. And no, I did not put it in the hole because it wasn't long enough. No. Wouldn't that be funny? That's the problem. It's not the width. It's not long. It fit fine width wise.
Wait, you stuck your dick in it?
No. I didn't. Okay. It's just, this is all fun. I just would have it hitting, like, I guess the sides and the top.
Sounds like it would hit your scrotum if we're being, like, technical about it.
Yeah. You probably got some scrotum.
How would you
keep
your penis in a jet stream?
Huh?
Do you have a vagina?
You know, now that you bring it up.
Like, I don't get it.
It just would hit the side and it would feel, it would like itch. And then it would, this is before I could even have an orgasm. This is way before I could have
way
an orgasm.
Before. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, on the other side of an itchy feeling, there was bliss, heaven. It was heroin just for my penis. It was unbelievable. And then it would burn. But in between the itch and the burn,
something magical happened.
It was like Disney World. It was like I was in the hot tub with Goofy and freaking the other one. The other dog.
Mickey. Pluto.
And we were all hanging out fucking the jacuzzi.
Interesting that you decided to have male Disney characters in the sexual fantasy with you.
Well, I'm still a young boy. So the story gets better too. So I end up.
I'm sure it does, Andrew.
So I end up. It was bad. Like I was full on addicted.
Addicted.
Like it was all I could think about at school, you know, my grades suffered. I stopped playing catch. You know, this is all I wanted was to get into that hot tub.
Jacuzzi.
So I had a jacuzzi, real one, in my fur coat that's fake. So I was losing my mind trying to get in there, but I had to figure out a reason to go in a hot tub for like an hour.
Right.
Like, who am I? Like, Hugh Hefner?
An hour, Andrew, the stamina.
Well, I got lubed
up.
Stop
bragging.
First 40 minutes, I was talking dirty to the little jacuzzi. You know, I didn't get right into it. You know, I'm a gentleman. I'm a little 8-year-old gentleman.
Jet foreplay.
So I'm like, how can I get in there every night? I need to get in there. I need to. I got to figure it out. And I freaking was like, you know what? I'm going to become a reader.
Nice.
So I was like, I got to get books. So I'm bringing in, and I started with like, you know, maybe a magazine or whatever. I'm like, I got to bring in some thick. So I got to start bringing in some thick books to stay in there longer. So like, I'm like reading like Ulysses or whatever, the Odyssey. I mean, just like, you know, 1,000 pages books when I'm like 7, you know, just like, I love reading. I want to read. And my Jewish mother's like, he's a prodigy. He's a little prodigy. He loves reading. Look at him. Every night he's in the jacuzzi reading.
When did you break up with the jacuzzi?
I got an F in English. And my mom goes, he's fucking the Jets.
You lie.
No. I got a D. Honestly, I don't know. I can't, if I had to be 100% honest, I don't remember the moment I go, this is, you should go on to humans. You know, I think I almost like matured out of it, I guess. Or maybe we moved.
You must have moved.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Weight Watchers. To know me is to know that I am a Weight Watchers girly, honey. So when I heard about the new Weight Watchers clinic, I literally squealed with joy. For those of you following my journey with GLP-1s, listen up because I'm about to explain how Weight Watchers is involved. Weight Watchers, the number one doctor-recommended weight management program and the trusted authority in evidence-based weight health, now offers a telehealth solution on the Weight Watchers app as part of their weight health spectrum. Weight Watchers' behavioral change program has helped millions on their journeys, but weight management management is not one size fits all. For some, there are behavioral and biological factors to consider, and diet and exercise may simply not be enough. I am for sure one of those people. That's why I'm so excited to share that they've launched Weight Watchers Clinic to get you connected to a specialized clinician to determine if you are eligible based on FDA guidelines for clinical interventions such as GLP-1 medications and your personal journey. Even more, they have a new GLP-1 program which offers specific behavioral support for those taking GLP-1 medications prescribed either from Weight Watchers Clinic or their own healthcare provider. It is all about support and community, and the Weight Watchers community is there. No stigma, no bias. Their program fits your personal weight health needs no matter where you are on your journey. So head to www.com/Taylor Strecker to see if you qualify. If you do, use code Taylor10 for $10 off your membership. With select plan purchase, restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. And now back to the podcast.
Because that's a love too strong, Andrew. Nobody can break that up.
Can you imagine my dad's like, we're selling the house? And I'm like, no. Like, he's like, man, you really love this house. You love this one room. I can't read anywhere else. I'm done reading. And from that point on, I never read a book.
Ever again in protest. Oh, man. Well, you're never allowed in my hot tub. Ever.
I mean, whatever. It's rude. I freaking get vulnerable. I open up to you and you hold it against me and tell me I can't. What if I leave my jeans on?
I mean, that's fine. I used to swim in all my clothes.
What?
Still. Huh?
Huh?
Oh, come on. You were a fat kid, you know.
I was not
swimming
a fat
in your
kid.
Clothes.
I was not a fat kid. I had fat nipples.
Oh, you give fat kid energy.
Ah, shucks.
You're lying.
I really wasn't a fat kid. I went through
what,
a little
bit
of a
skinny kid. Were you a kid with a six pack? Was it from all the sexing you did in the jacuzzi thrusting?
That did tighten me up for about a month and a half. Well, I was banging those jets. I was pretty svelte.
Pretty ripped.
Svelte. Yeah. I went through I was chunky. At one point I had a cellulite on my stomach, I remember. And then aww. I grew. I was very short. I was a short, short boy. I was like 5'2" when I was like 15. I was the smallest in my grade.
Same.
I mean, was this a contest?
It always is, Andrew.
Who's winning?
Anyway, Andrew, back to my birthday.
Oh yeah, back to your birthday. So what are you doing for your birthday? Where are you going? Some vacation where your husband loved?
Actually.
Jesus Christ. This is a mental illness.
Is it? My wife thinks it is too. She gets really mad at me. And I'm like, what? So I'm
you
not
can't
adventurous.
You can't play dumb, Taylor, your whole life. You're 41 now. You can't be like, what? Really?
How dare you bring up my age in a conversation like this?
First of all,
ageism. You heard it here first.
You can't keep playing like you're 38, okay? It's time to become an adult.
You know, okay, so I'm going to go through this real quick, okay? Because I've already done a whole podcast with it with my wife. But Tay basically tried to get me to go to a 76ers game with her whole family the weekend after my birthday. And I threw the biggest fucking fit on planet Earth. And I was like, no. So just for everybody who listened to that podcast, surprise, surprise, I got my way. So we're not going to the 76ers game because yes, the entire month of February is my prerogative when I'm a birthday girl. And so we are going on a trip, but listen, I'm not as bad as you think because the trip is so epic that I decided to change it from my birthday trip to the honeymoon that we never took. So we're finally going on our honeymoon. It just happens to fall on my birthday.
That's like changing the name of like a drug. It's like, we're not calling it cocaine anymore. We're calling it fun sugar. Like, it's not for you anymore. Like, you're not tricking anyone. She doesn't think this is for your honeymoon. She thinks this is for your birthday that you're calling now a honeymoon.
Erroneous. It's absolutely for our honeymoon. It's no longer, it's too special to count as a birthday trip.
all you're thinking is it's for your birthday. Let's be honest. It has nothing to do with her. And where are you going? Where's this vacation? Where is it? Where did you go down on your husband?
Well, first.
What island?
Well, for your information, Andrew, I very rarely went down on my husband. So it definitely didn't happen on this island. Okay.
Okay.
We are starting off by going to St. Martin, where I used to go with my ex-boyfriend from college. His family owns property there.
You should check it out. This is for our honeymoon, though.
And then we're taking the ferry because she's scared of small planes. Respect on our honeymoon. Respect the small plane fear. And we're going to St. fucking Bart's.
Oh, Heather McMahon helping you with that? Isn't she big?
She's a Turks. Call her.
Or is she Turks? She might be Turks.
She's the queen. She's the Turks of Queen of Caicos.
She's the Turks of Queen of Bart's. Saint. So wait. So
she's the queen of Turks and Caicos.
Can I ask, why do St. Martin before Bart? Why wouldn't you just go to St. Bart's?
Because you have to, you fly into St. Martin and then you have to usually fly to St. Bart's, but she's scared of flying. So we have to take a ferry.
Okay. You're black again.
Again. I can see it because there's like a glitch that happens.
I mean, Dear Mina really needs to get their shit together. What?
Can you feel it?
No.
There's an earthquake?
I thought that was just...
Are you guys okay?
No.
He didn't feel it.
Well, anyway, so back to my birthday.
My back hurts. Wait, we should talk about that. We just went through an earthquake, no?
I mean, I'm not there. It doesn't have anything to do with me, so why would we talk about it?
This is how much an earthquake is fine here. Your producer goes, I didn't want to ruin you fucking the jet store over a little earthquake.
Thank you, Carolina. I appreciate it.
I do respect that.
Because she's a goddamn professional, Andrew. What would you have done if you knew that there was an earthquake?
I would have said, get in the doorway.
Doorway. Which is a lie.
I was on stage one time doing stand-up, and there was an earthquake, and people were making a commotion, and I'm like, am I bombing? Am I doing great? And I go, what's happening? They go, earthquake. And fucking Nikki was like hiding underneath a table in the green room. Like wasn't even trying to save me. I was just on stage. Anyhow, go ahead. Wait, what were you saying? So your birthday, you're going to St. Bart's.
Yes. Yes. So we have to take the ferry over there because she's scared of flying. So I was like, it's just too stressful to like fly and then take a ferry the same day. Like I'm not built for that, Andrew. Okay.
You know, it's a tough, I mean, look, it's hard for a 41-year-old.
It is. I'm elderly and I move slowly. You know, the truth is I was really like, how can I sneak in two islands where I was with exes into one trip for our honeymoon? That's why, Andrew.
Which is also for your birthday.
Which is also for my birthday.
You are a selfish person.
Hello. Like we just met. So anyway.
I'm jealous. So, I do like an island, you know?
Listen, it's the best. I said to her, listen, it's not fair that just because my ex has brought me someplace that they like, what, own the fucking island forever? That's not fair, you know? It's not like we're staying where we've stayed. We're staying at totally different hotels.
Across the street from where they have land and property.
And it's going to be so romantic. Yeah. Oh my God, do you want to know something crazy? I can't believe I'm saying this, especially because she's going to edit it. I can't say it.
You're getting divorced?
So,
fuck. Just say it, and then if she...
Okay. So on my daily show, the Taylor Strecker show, I was recording with one of my co-hosts, and she's also going away for her, like, a mini moon, but she just got married, so that makes sense. And so we made a pact, okay? Because we're talking about like lingerie, like who fucking wears lingerie on their honeymoon, you know? So we made a lingerie pact that we're going to pack lingerie and we're going to wear it. And then we're going to report back to each other on how the lingerie extravaganza went. Neither one of us is like super sexy. So like I should correct that. She's very sexy. And obviously, so am I. I look just like Natalie Portman. But my point is neither one of us is very like confident in our sexuality is what I should say. So we're really not sure how this whole lingerie business is going to go down, but we have a pact and pacts are sacred. So
pacts are sacred.
I was packing today. And so I found some old lingerie.
Ew.
It's never been worn. that I got when I was
shoes?
That I got when I was married to the a husband.
Oh my God. This is like Talented Mr. Ripley somehow. This should be a movie of a woman who was married to a man, got divorced, married a woman, then lived her life that she lived with her man through the woman.
What? He's my role model.
So why not get new lingerie? You've lost this weight. You're in shape. You look just like Natalie Portman. Why not buy? You have money to go to St. Bart's apparently now.
No, it's all points. It's credit card points, but.
Okay, this is getting sad. Okay, so why not buy some lingerie with your points?
And any of the money that I overspent on the trip, I will take from my savings from the divorce settlement that I got from my husband. You know,
but old lingerie is not sexy, dude. You gotta get, first of all.
It's brand new. I cut the tags off of it.
You were wearing the tags because you had to return it.
You know me so well.
Don't act like you've never worn this.
I wore it maybe like once.
Okay. What kind of lingerie are we talking? Is it like
nice?
Silky?
It was from. Yes, it's
what
gorgeous.
Do you usually wear to bed? I mean, what are you throwing on?
My mother's underpants. Have we just met?
Brand
you don't
new?
Know? I famously steal my mother's underpants and wear them all the time. And Tay also famously steals her mother's underpants. So sometimes when we get crazy, we swap each other's underpants.
Another
mother's underpants.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Can you imagine if you go, Andrew, what are you sleeping? I go, my dad's panties. My dad, sometimes he leaves his old underwear around and I'm just like, oh my God, I would love to just, it's so comfortable just being in my dad's Hanes.
I'm telling you, Aspen, there's something about your mom's underpants, dude. Okay.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's
just because two people do it, doesn't, and they're together. Doesn't mean it's not crazy. I don't think this is common. You say it like I'm crazy to think sleeping in your mom's panties is like.
Don't say that word in front of me. Sicko. Go fuck your jets.
Dude, first of all, I just experienced an earthquake. Respect me. I just survived. I am a victim.
You're being such an April baby right now.
Dude, there's so many people on TikTok right now being like, it was a 4.8. Oh my God, my fake tits almost bounced. Oh my God. I don't know what I'm going to do. Is Catch still going to be open? Oh my God. I was in the middle of doing a dance for $30 million a month.
$30 million.
Seems like a high number.
Wait. Seems accurate to me.
So you're going from your mom's panties to old lingerie.
Somebody bought me for my bridal shower.
Because you're doing a pact. And you think this is really going to spice it up.
You know it. Well, now it's not because
you
ruined everything by making me
lingerie.
Tell this.
Why don't you put on... You see what I'm saying here? It's weird.
No, it can... I understand.
Your mom's used underwear?
Yeah, they're washed.
And so you just steal them when you go home and you're like, oh, these would be nice to sleep in.
I'm like, these are comfy.
What does she wear? She wears your grandma's?
It's a hand-me-down.
So weird. So you're going to break out the lingerie. Are you going to break it out the first night or the second night? Or what are you thinking?
Well, I got two pairs from my ex-husband. So I'll probably do one in St. Martin and one in St. Bart's. No, I'll save it for St. Bart's.
You got to get a new pair. This isn't healthy. It's not going to be sexy when you break it out and you're like... gotta be fresh. It's for your honeymoon.
Right. You got to cut the tags off and stuff, huh?
Wait, you said you cut the tags off. You haven't.
Anyway, well, Tay always says she has a fantasy that I have this pair of boots, real skanky boots.
Real boots?
Real boots. And she always wants me to wear them, and that's it, which is so perverted. So I'm not
like
doing
cowboy
that.
Boots.
No, gross.
Oh, I thought that would be hot.
That's disgusting, Andrew.
cowgirl?
No, they're like, well, they're disgusting because I really look bad in cowboy boots. Okay. They really cut me off at a bad place. I have thick calves. Okay. I can't go around wearing cowboy boots and nothing else, Andrew.
Why? They cover the calves.
Not mine. Mine gets stuck.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, that's tough.
Stop calf shaming me.
I'm not calf shaming, dude. I would never.
Do you think calves are important on a woman, Andrew?
It's the only thing.
Like if you, like if a woman had to have a bad part of her body.
Yeah.
Like, what would you be like? Okay, everything's perfect, but this is bad. But like, I can live with it. It's like.
Probably her personality. Her sense of humor.
Yeah, no, it has to be physical. It has to be
the way she does math. Physically, nothing really. It's hard with the leg stuff because you can lose all the weight you want, but some women are just genetically got some cankles and they can't.
My last name is Strecker. I'm German, bitches. I can't help it.
Yeah, you had to. I almost said. I'm Jewish.
You're allowed. You are allowed.
That is true.
And I have so much shame, by the way, that I'm German. I hate it. Also, yeah.
Although
the thickest.
Although you say it very confidently.
No. Stille ne Nacht, heilige Nacht.
That took me back. I don't like hearing German. I don't know.
Do you know
it's
what
probably
I just
like
said?
A, huh?
Do you know what I just said?
Say it one more time. I bet you I could guess it.
Still nay Nox, Heiligen Nox.
Mom's underwear, my underwear. Wife's favorite, new wife's favorite. Honeymoon is really my birthday. Going to St. Martin to look at two boyfriends ago's property. Was it that? Is that what you said? My ankles look bad in boots. Is that what
I said? Silent night, holy night. That's all I know.
Why did you learn that?
Because my dad taught me.
Yeah. It's culty. Feels culty. Did you see that?
It does. It does. It does.
Dude, I'm trying to find a new apartment right now. And I put this post up on Instagram where I talk shit about.
I saw.
The credit stuff. I got like 200 comments. People are really passionate when it comes to credit.
Are they on your side or are they against you?
I would think you'd be against a landlord, but people are real quick to point out that I failed the system. It's not at the system. It's you. Everyone's telling me I need to get a credit card to pay off the credit card and like use it monthly and pay it off. That really raises your credit.
Really? Like, you get a credit card to pay off the credit card.
That will help your credit. And I get it. Whatever. I haven't done these things. I have been delinquent on like little bills here and there. I did owe a hospital bill for a few years. I'm not the perfect person, but you know what I have done? I've paid my rent on fucking time for the last 10 years of my life. So when I'm going to get a new apartment, I don't want you to run a little credit check. I want you to call my last landlord and go, did he pay his rent? And when they go, yeah, on time, every time. And it's $1,500 more than what you're charging.
Yeah.
Currently, what you're going to currently charge him. Don't you think that that would be the system? Not, oh, your credit's under a certain number, so we're not even going to talk to you unless you show a cosigner making fucking five times as what rent
that,
is.
I hate that. That's the, I remember those days from working in New York. Fuck, it sucked.
Yeah,
it's the
worst. And it's like
who makes five times this rent? It's already astronomical. You know who was going to
be
my guarantor?
There. I wouldn't be living there. I would be living in a nicer place.
I'd buy a house
on the hill. Instead of living in an apartment, you got to make 45 times the amount of rent. Hey, and then they go,
oh, well, you should, I made like some joke, like from like things I didn't pay off from like when I was in my 20s, and people were like, actually, it'd only be 8 years ago that it would affect your credit, and you should get this credit card and this thing called Bilt, where you get a credit card.
You should get Bilt. I know the guy who runs Bilt. Literally, he's my friend. His name's Encore. I met him through Brian Kelly, who's a points guy. Literally. I was going to actually suggest you get a Bilt card. This podcast is not sponsored by Bilt, but here we are.
So Bilt.
Get a Bilt card, dum-dum.
You get a credit card to pay your rent with it.
Yes.
It's just a new part of the system. It's not.
No, Andrew, listen to me, okay? One of my best friends is literally the points guy. I know what I'm fucking talking about, okay?
Okay.
So why do you think I'm going to St. Bart's, Joseph?
This all comes together.
Fucking points, my man. I'm telling you.
You don't have old lingerie.
Andrew.
You wear your mom's panties. Don't
and this
talk
is why I can
like
go to St. Bart's, because she's smart with money, bitch. Okay, wait, listen.
This is crazy that this is coming together like this.
Linda, listen, okay? Just okay. Listen to me. Right. I'm telling you. So what's the thing every month that you spend the most amount of money on?
Rent.
Boom shakalaka. And now, thanks to Bilt, you can actually have a credit card. So credit cards, first of all, don't pay cash ever. Don't use your debit card ever. Credit cards only. Want to know why, Andrew? Ask me why. Say, Taylor, why?
Because you get points and it helps your credit.
Because, Andrew, because you get points, baby. And it helps your credit. But once you get out of that bad credit space, then it's just like, it's money for money, babes.
Okay.
So like literally I spent over how many years so much on my credit card that now I literally got a hotel in St. Bart's for my honeymoon birthday, which for free, I'm not paying for one night.
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't think my credit is good enough to get a Bilt card.
We could talk to people.
I think if you lived in a small town, right?
Yeah.
And there was a town of, I don't know, 100 people. Maybe I'm watching too much Walking Dead.
Okay.
And I rented from Larry. And I paid Larry on time every two weeks. And I went over to Tom's place, who actually has a smaller apartment for a cheaper price. And I go, and he goes, hey, man, oh, you want to rent this? Oh, cool. I go, hey, yeah, just call Larry real quick. He'll let you know that I paid on time for the last 2 months or 2 years. You call Larry, he'd be done. But then we get this whole system with credit. I'm not alone here because people lost their mind. So, and that's why the Bilt thing is, but it's just another credit card. My point is it's like a solution, but the solution should just be, if you pay rent on time in full, that should be the main thing. And there needs to be something that records that where a landlord is probably responsible to put it in some kind. There should be some kind of system that's just rent based instead of bringing
like,
in.
If an unpaid medical bill can put you in a hole, then paying your rent on time should help get you out.
Sure.
I agree.
Also, if I don't pay little bills here and there, don't you.
No, that's not a
fuck
thing.
Fuck you.
So what? So what if I don't pay my bills on time?
So what? I don't pay my credit card bill to buy new lingerie that was been like that wife will go down on me with. So what? I paid my fucking rent. That's all I'm saying. That there's not a system. And then someone goes, the best part is when someone goes, well, you got to use this. And then I try to do it and they go, oh, we don't do that anymore. Like you ever like try to do something when someone like recommends it and they're like, no, you got it. And then you do it and it doesn't work out. And then you lose your mind because you're like, well, I should have just ignored it. Like I've been doing
every day of my life, every day of my life. I'm not a functioning adult, by the way. If I wasn't, I just lily pad. I go from my mom in her underpants to my husband and then to my wife.
Yeah.
And everybody just takes care of me like the little baby that I am.
I know.
I mean, I make money, but like, I can't do all. I can't pay bills.
No, me
I can't
neither.
Set up.
I didn't do it for years.
Set up insurance. I can't book a doctor's appointment.
Can't do any of that. I've gotten better. I've gotten better with real life stuff because I've slowed down, and I've accepted.
Yes.
Not being successful. If I realize if I don't work hard at making more money
yes.
and furthering my career. Boy, can yes. I handle little tasks. It's trade-offs.
Yeah. You know, life's all about trade-offs.
I guess it is. So look, and I'm sure people are going to go, well, you should just get a credit card. It's on him. He's the bitch. Fix the system. Don't come after me. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I think
you talk to this guy at Bill.
Yeah, talk to the guy at Bill.
Hopefully he doesn't hear the jacuzzi thing. He's like, look, Andrew, we're going to overlook the credit stuff. But you fucking these jacuzzi. Are you still fucking jacuzzi? That should be the system when you apply for a new apartment. Did you fuck jacuzzis from the age of 8 to 10 in red? 3 pages of 1,000 that you pretended to?
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Welcome to.
Andrew Collins.
Oh, are we trying to end this?
We're ending it, baby.
Here we go again.
You've just survived an earthquake. Don't you want to go?
No, I don't want to go outside. It's pretty bad out there. There's probably fires.
I don't think that's how it works, baby. I think you're safer outside than inside.
That's what they say.
Where there's, I don't know, steel and like ceiling panels.
Yeah.
And cement.
That's true.
All around you.
The amount. I wonder if I was a bigger celebrity, if they would have escorted me out of here before the end of the podcast.
Like if Kristen Cavallari is recording her podcast, like she's not in the building right now.
She has 5 cop cars driving her back home and she's on TikTok going, I freaking lost out on $40 million because I had to stop my podcast early. But in me, they're like, he'll be fine. He dies. He had bad credit anyways.
It's great content.
Dude, we survived an earthquake.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Andrew, thank you so much. I love you bits and pieces. Please stay safe in this crazy.
And yeah, you stay safe
land
too.
You've chosen to live in.
You stay safe too.
I will. There's like no crime in St. Bart's. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, it should be good out there. I mean, the weather this time of year in St. Bart's.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, I know. I was there with my husband. Hello.
I know.
I remember.
The water's clear there. That's what's cool about it.
Crystal.
Very crystal. St. Martin, St. Bart's, all the saints. It's pretty cool. It's awesome.
Anyway, Andrew, thank you for telling me happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
When's your birthday?
April 18th.
I'll forget it in 2 seconds.
I'm 43 years old.
You're older than me?
Just by 2.5 years.
I'll take it. I don't know anyone older than me. It's the fucking worst.
That's crazy. You got to surround yourself with older people. You feel younger.
No. I suck the souls out of the youth of America. That's how I stay young and sprightly and Botox.
I don't know. I never feel older than with my fiance. She always goes, you're going to die soon. Are you going to die soon? I didn't plan on it. I didn't even think of it.
Thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking, though. You're going to die.
Oh, well, if you die, she can get that apartment she wants.
Yeah, I probably am holding down her credit score. Oh, this one place goes, we don't take co-signers. I'm like, who the fuck is renting these apartments?
Andrew, enough about the apartment.
What do people want to hear?
I say goodbye. It's time.
You say goodbye. I say hello, hello, hello. Man.
I like
so
to hear
who's
you
gonna
sing.
Go to the 76ers game instead of you?
Pay's whole family.
You didn't want to go because their family was there or you don't like basketball?
No, I didn't want to go because I don't want to go to a fucking 76ers game on my birthday.
It's not your birthday. It's a week after.
It's my birthday weekend. Andrew, I'm not doing this with you.
It's your honeymoon.
Andrew, it's my honeymoon, okay? Yeah, I'm such a monster. Boo fucking who? She doesn't get to go to a 76ers game. Instead, she gets to go for 10 nights in the Caribbean. Wham!
Which you paid for on a credit card, which you'll never be able to pay, and they're going to kick you out of your home.
No, which I use fucking points to pay for because I'm a savvy consumer, Andrew.
Let me talk to this bill guy, I think.
Andrew, I love you. I'm going to say goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
Farewell.
Everybody follow Andrew on Instagram at Andrew T. Collin.
And then listen to my podcast called Puddles with Andrew and Brenna.
With Brenna, your amazing fiance. Honestly, I have to just say, you have no idea, like, the thrill I had when you were on the phone with me to yell at me about fucking up a video clip. And I got to talk to Brenna. It was like the highlight of my month.
Well, let's do a FaceTime. Me, you, and the husband and Brenna.
Sounds great.
And maybe Tay.
And maybe Tay, too.
Call me from his property in St. Martin. Remember that?
I remember that. You guys, that is it for us. Have a great rest of your day.
By the way, a lot of people listened to the last 7 minutes, they said. And they say it's their favorite part. Because I think we really stopped trying. And we're just real. You know?
Andrew, it's dark. Do you see? I'm literally going to get attacked by a skunk.
Taylor, and I came here in an earthquake. Knowing an earthquake was coming, I still did this.
You're a gentleman and a scholar.
Why did we have to move when I was 8?
Okay, I love you, you guys. That's it for us. Have a great rest of your week.
Such
until next
week.
Bye, girl. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.